Good morning. We are Masechet Nida Daf Ayin Bet, second last daf of the Masechet and of the Seder and of Shas, and we're starting at the very last Mishnah of the Masechet on Ayin Aleph Amud Bet at the bottom. So the Mishnah says like this: Haroa Yom Echad Asar VeTavla LeErev. So a woman had a sighting; she saw blood on the last day of her 11 days. Okay, so she's not a Nida; she's in the Zava period. And on the last day, she sees blood and she goes to the mikveh that night, la'erev, umishamsha, and then she has relations with her husband that night. Okay, so she, normally if it was during the Zava period, she'd have to do a yom keneged yom. So she would see blood today, she would wait till tomorrow, then she could go to the mikveh during the day tomorrow, but we've seen there's a problem with that as well, we'll discuss it in a second. But she didn't wait, she went to the mikveh that night, end of her 11th, and then she had relations with her husband. Beit Shammai says, Omer metamin mishkav u'moshav, right? So Beit Shammai says that in a case like this, she's proper tuma, v'chayim b'korban, and they both got to bring a korban. I think chayim and yam means both of them. Look at Rashi, haroa yom k'nei yom shehi sof yamei zov. Right, so Rashi's already telling us now what Behilal's theory is. And he adds here, Rashi, v'ein yom she'la'acharav mitztarefim o'leziva. So what's happening over here, in a normal case, let's say on the 10th day, let's say on the 8th day of a Zava in the 11-day period, she'd see blood. So 8 days, she could be on the 8th day and the 9th day and the 10th day, but she'll become a Zava Gadola. So on the 8th day, she'd see blood, she'd have to wait yom k'neged yom. Then if she saw blood tomorrow, she'd have to wait again the following day, yom k'neged yom. So she'd see blood on the 8th and the 9th. She'd wait the 10th day, k'neged 8th and the 9th. She'd go to the mikveh. If she saw again on the 10th day, she becomes a Zava Gadola. Right? So what she's telling us over here is, the nuance here is that she saw blood on the 11th day. There isn't a 12th day. So already tomorrow, if she sees blood tomorrow, she's already in her nida period. Right? So that is what Beit Shammai is saying, we don't care. This woman should have waited a yom keneged yom, and she didn't, and therefore she is a temeya, mishka v'moshav, and chavin in a comic Rashi there, right, mishka v'moshav, afilu bala, metame mishka v'moshav, even her husband. Letame ochrin u'mashkin, and if he now does anything, he's tame if he sits on anything or lies on anything, and even food and drink, he's metame, shehuka boil shomet yom keneged yom, because he's a boiled yom keneged, he's basically like a boiled zava. Right, the Kesavar Yom Yud Aleph Bayi Shimur. Beit Shammai is of the opinion that even the 11th day needs Shimur, and therefore on the 12th day she should have waited and then gone to the mikvah. Now, we start Amud Bet. Beit Hillel Omrim, and Beit Hillel say no. Peturim Min HaKorban. Okay, they don't say anything here at the moment about Mishkav U'Moshav. This is a shpat from a korban. So we can really understand that we're looking at a machloket right to the Rabbanan. Look at Rashi. Why? Because he says, as a rule, min haTorah, they don't need shimur. This idea of shimur doesn't apply on the 12th day. Aval, says Rashi, inyan tumah, with regards to tumah, modu. But Hillel will agree with Beit Shammai, midrabbanan lahachmir, that they say that she shouldn't have done this, because midrabbanan should have been machmir, should have waited an extra day. And what's the reason? Gzeira yom yud aleph atu toch yud aleph yom de metame boala midoraita. Because if it had happened on the 8th or the 9th or the 10th and she had gone to the mikveh that night and raised with her husband that night, midoraita would have been a case of tuma and her husband would have become tuma doraita and therefore she would be still a tuma doraita. She had to at least have a little bit of the day tomorrow. She could go on to the mikveh. We'll see that a little bit later as well. Okay, so that's the makor. So that's the first machloket of the mystery in Beit Hillel and Shammai. Beit Hillel says that she's tamei derabanan, he's tamei derabanan, but no korban, because the korban's a doraita. And Beit Shammai says, no, this woman is a tamei doraita, her husband's a tamei doraita, is a boel zava, and therefore they have to bring a korban. Next case in the Mishnah. Tavle b'yom shel acharav. So now, she didn't go to the mikveh that night, straight away. She waited till the next day. So now she's on the 12th day, which is really the first day of Nida. V'shim shed beta, right? And she didn't wait until the night. She went during the day to the mikveh. And then she came home, and at lunchtime, she lays with her husband. V'achar kach ra'ata. And then, in the afternoon, she saw blood. So Beit Sham Omri, metamin mishkav moshav, uptur min akorban. So Beit Shammah, even Beit Shammah will say over here that she's a temeya mishkav moshav, or metamin, both of them maybe. But they're apart from a korban. Look at Rashi there. טמאי משכב במושב, ואפילו בועלה, even her husband, מדרבנן. Why? גזרו אתו תוך יורה לביום. Because the gzaira here is that had he had relations with her during the time, right? In other words, on the 11th day, on the 8th day, so then if she had seen the blood that afternoon, it would have joined up to the 10th day, and they would be doraita tmeim. So even though now it's in the Nida period, we will say as well that they are doraita. However, Trumin HaKorban, why? The Ha'avde Shimur, because she did have a bit of Shimur. She didn't have a mikvah the night before. She had a bit of Shimur. Afapi Shechazra Verat, even though she saw again afterwards, Ein Mitztarfin Aziva, it doesn't join up to the day that of yesterday. Why? Because really, it's a whole new period in her life now. It's a new cycle. So it's all Durabanans. Even Beit Shammah would agree. And therefore, there's no Korban. And Ben Hillel on this says, Hareze Gargara. We saw this before, that term before, that she's a woman who can't wait. Right? Which is not Hareze Gargara. Now maybe he's a Gargara. Like Michael saying he's a Gargara. Well, they're both Gargara. Okay, but you're right. Hareze Gargara is a Lashon. And Mamahir says Rashi Lachto, he can't wait and he's happy to go and sin. Shema Yagbi Kach Toch Yud Aleph, and therefore, in case this guy will behave in the same way during Yud Aleph, but Inyan Tumah, Tarot God, Tumah, as far as Behilah concerned, he didn't even Tumah Durabanan. So, on the first case, Beit Shammai says that it's Tumah Doraita, Behilah says Tumah Durabanan. On the second case, Beit Shammai says Tumah Durabanan, Beit Shammai says Tumah Durabanan, Behilah says not even Tumah over here, but Gargran is not a good way to behave, right? And now, Umodim, yeah, Behilel, Umodim Beroy Betoch Yud Aleph Yom. Behilel agrees with Beit Shammai that if she sees during the 11 days, right, not on the 11th day, during the 11th day, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, etc., Vetavla le'erev v'shimsha, and she went to the mikveh that night, Shemetamin Mishkav Umoshav v'chaim v'korban. That's a case of Doraita over here. There's no argument. If on the 7th, 8th, 9th, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, during the 11 days, if she went to the mikveh that night, and the relations, this is a boil Zava Ketana. And therefore, they're both going to bring a korban. And then the Mishnah says the last point is tavla b'yom shel acharav v'shimsha. Right? If she went to the mikveh the following day, in other words, there was a bit of shimur. Look at Rashi there. Tavla b'yom shel acharav, the avda ketzat shimur v'shimsha. She did a bit of shimur. Right? During the 11 days. Hareze tarbut ra. This is not a good way to behave. This is bad culture. Rashi says bad culture. Tarbut ra. Shema tiri achar kach u'mistarf l'shelefanav. Because in different to our case over here, where it was the 11th day and she saw on the 12th day, and the 12th day doesn't join the 11th day because it's really Nida and not Zava, it was on the 7th and the 8th day, it would join up to the day before. So therefore, even though she had gone, done Shimur, she had gone to the mikveh, right? And she's not, it's not Yisur Doraita over here, but now she saw blood, it would make her into a Zava for 2 days. If she saw again too much, become a Zava Gedola, it's not a good thing to do. Maga'an Ubilatan Kluin, says the Maga'an, anything that she had touched up until now, Inyan Tumah V'Tara, Ubilatan, as far as Korban is concerned, Kluin, we wait and we see. Shim Tire, if she sees more blood, Maga'an, Maga, Zava, V'chaimim B'Korban. V'im Lo Tire, Maga'an, Tahor, Ubilatan, Tura. So basically now, this woman who goes to the mikveh, let's say she sees blood on the 7th day, on the 8th day in the afternoon or at lunchtime, she goes to the mikveh, she's done a bit of Shimur, and therefore if she never saw blood, all well and good. But if she would see blood, so it would be a case of joining up. Yesterday, this would be a Doraita, she would be a Korban, and it's not a good thing to do. Rather wait until the night and be happy. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Okay, I think the Mishnah was longer than the Gemara here. Okay, now the Gemara is like, I'm telling you, we got a Braita. The Mishnah, the Braita says like this, Veshavin, meaning Behilam et Shammai. They both agree, but Toveret Laila Lezava She'ena Tvila. That night here of the Tvila, of a Zava, right, is not considered good tefillah, right? In other words, even though Beit Shammai said, Rashi says, yeah. Tarabalan Shavin, Vavabi Shechalukim, Hidaber Oyom Yud Aleph, Vatavla Erev, Shprimin HaKorban, even though Hillel said on the 11th day, if she went at night, she's part from a Korban, Hatam Shum, the Yom Yud Aleph, Lo Bai Shimur, he says, there's a reason there, as far as Hillel is concerned, Yom Yud Aleph is excluded from the din of Shimur, there's no reason to wait a day for a day. Right, Hilchach lav Zava Havai. Therefore, when she sees blood the next day, she's not a Zava. Aval Zava Ketana shel toch Yud Aleph Yom. But a Zava Ketana, normal case, in the first 11 days, the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th day, we'll see in a second about the 10th, but even the definitely the 9th, right? Yibai Shimur Shnit Shimur, Da'ein Tvila Laila Ola, Ad She Tishmur Yom Mokhrat Katzat Vetitbo. Basically, Behilam Hashem, I agree that during the 11 days, if she goes to the mikveh, she saw blood today, and she went tonight, that is not a Tvila, it doesn't count. V'shavin also agree b'ro'a b'toch yud alef yom v'tavle le'er v'shim shashem v'tavim mishkav v'moshav v'chav v'korban. And more so, that if she went to the mikveh that night and she had a relationship with her husband, right, and she, that they metameh, there's tumeh here of mishkav v'moshav, of all the tumes, and chavim, and the both chavim v'korban. However, says the Gemara, the Brighter, lo nech where's the machlok which behilam et shamai, b'yom yud alef yom, on the 11th day. That's our Mishnah. Shebeit Shammai Omri Metamin Mishkav Moshav V'chav Mekorban V'hil Opturim LaKorban. Because Beit Shammai says that she's a Tuma and Doraita and she's a Korban. V'hilal says that she's part of Mekorban. So the first Rashi, V'hilal doesn't agree with Beit Shammai with regards to Tuma Drabbanan. But as far as the Korban is concerned, he says not Doraita, and therefore, basically this is a very simple repetition of our Mishnah. So now, Beit Shammai says to V'hilal, Murahin Beit Shammai V'hilal, Ma'chna Yom Yud Aleph Mitoch Miyom Toch Yud Aleph. What's the difference? Why are you treating the 11th day different from the other days? Im Shiv Alo Letum'ah. If you're agreeing that there's Tum'ah, like we said, Rashi points out the very first line, that the law by Shimur Avale Inyan Tum'ah Modu Midra Banan Lahachm, as Rashi said, they agree that there is Tum'ah. He says, if you agree that there's Tum'ah, Lo Yishve Lo LeKorban, shouldn't there be Korban? Right? In other words, Behilel and Beit Shammai are speaking two different languages. Because Beit Shammai is saying Tumah Doraita, and Behilel is agreeing with Tumah Drabanan. Beit Shammai is saying, if you said this Tumah, why isn't there Korban? The answer is Pinchas. Amru Lebehilel Beit Shammai, lo. You might have a talk you all of Yom. If you start talking about during the 11 days, Shechein Yom Shlach HaRab Mitzvah Yom HaZiva, when in a normal case, the following day would join up to the previous day, if she saw blood again, Tumah Yom Yud Aleph, are you going to compare that to the 11th day? Shechein Yom Shlach HaRab Mitzvah Yom HaZiva, doesn't that end up? So it's different. It's completely different. You assuming that Yud Aleph needs Shimur just like Yud needs Shimur or Tet needs Shimur. And I'm telling you, no, that Yud Aleph does not need Shimur. And therefore, there's no combining of the days. Suman can never become a Zavah Gedola. Have we try it? And the next day is already Nida. It's not the same. I'm ruling Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says, I don't understand. Hishuvimidotchem. You've got to be consistent. How does it say in English, by the way? Hishuvimidotchem. Be consistent.
Apply your method equally.
Apply your method equally. Okay, so right. Right, im shiv'a lo letuma. If you agreeing and you're making her into a tuma, yishver lo korban, then give her a korban as well. Vim lo shiv'a lo korban. If he's not a shavis for korban, then lo yishver lo tuma. You understand? As far as Beit Shammai is concerned, tuma and korban go together. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, im shiv'a lo letuma, she'atem modim she'metam'a bo'ala. Mishkav u'moshav lel motzei yud aleph. You're agreeing that he's metamei, that the guy who doesn't become tamei. So why isn't there a korban? So Behilel says no. Mura Behilel im hevi anuhu lidei tumah lahachmir. The whole idea of a tumah here is a chumrah. The rabbanan look rashi lahachmir mid rabbanan lo nevi'ehu lidei korban lahakel. We're not going to bring him to a korban. He's lahakel. What does it mean lahakel? La'vi chulin ba'azara. We are saying that there's no isur doraita. And there's no isur doraita. We're making a korban. What are we doing? We're saying bring chulin la'azara. And you can't be making with chulin ba'azara. It's actually crazy. We're being machmir by not allowing him to bring a korban. It's saying we're being machmir on the tumah and we're machmir on the korban. V'od. And furthermore, we hit a little bit Shammai. As far as you guys are concerned, atem noshachin. Now, I've seen the different gears over here. What is the word there? Is it noshachin or noshavin? Because there's a gear that changed. Atem noshachin.
Atem noshachin.
Where is it? V'od? Midivrechem. Atem noshachin. Okay, noshachin. Like my converse. Okay. In other words, you guys are being bitten, meaning you guys are being beaten. Right? Rashi says, yeah, noshachin, he says, mokshin. Mukashin, right? The kashi is on you. She'atem omrin tavla yom shela acharav. If she went to the mikveh the following day, v'shimsha, and then she had relations v'chakarav and saw blood, metama mishkav u'moshav uptur min akorban. You agree, and then she went to the mikveh the following day in the afternoon, but nonetheless, later on in the day she saw blood, she would be part from a korban. In other words, you're agreeing that there's a little bit of shimur over here. So, be consistent. If you say that there's tumah, yeah, yishvar lo korban, lo yishvar lo korban, lo yishvar lo tumah. Same idea. Why the first case? Okay, so you argued me about on the 11th at night. I'm arguing, telling you now, be consistent on the 12th in the day. Why the 12th in the day? You agree that there's tumah, but there's no korban. Because even you saying that the tumah is a drabanan, right? Ella lahachmir v'lo lahakel, but pashut there, your reason there is because you're being machmir on the tumah. You don't be making with the korban. Hach adami lahachmir v'lo lahakel. Okay, that's end of the sugya up until now. All right, now I think now it gets a little bit more tricky. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says like this: Mishkava u'moshava shebesheini. Now this is a separate ma'amar now along the lines of Machluk v'Hilah ben Shammai. Rav Huna has a ma'amar. He said like this: as far as tumat mishkav u'moshav, that means the person with the tumah, if he sits on something or lies on something, right? Shebesheini, right? On the second day. Am I right? Rav Huna mishkav u'moshav shebesheini. Sheini riata, right? She saw yesterday. And then I look at Rashi. Haru ah toch yud aleph v'tav la yom shlachav. She went to mikvah the following day. Lebeit Shammai de machmiri umetamin mishkav Moshe b'Rabban. Beit Shammai who says that she's a tumah d'Rabbanan. La'achar tefila v'afilu lo rata. Even if she never saw. Beit Hillel said earlier about Shammai, that was a question that we immediately saw now. Beit Hillel said about Shammai, you got to be consistent. You agree that if she went on the second day to the mikvah, right? Let's just go back and look at that question that Beit Shammai asked Beit Hillel. It says, "Oh, midivrechem atem noshachin or noshchin, right? Atem omrim tavla yom shlachara v'shim shavachakach rak, and then she saw metama mishkav moshav uptur min akorban, right? So Rav Huna says mishkava moshav shebeshayni beisham metamin afak bishetavla, right? The two things, even though she went to the mikvah." Afa pishe lo rat, even though she never saw blood, ma taima. Now that's not exactly the case we had. The question we had was that she went to the mikvah and then she saw blood. Rav Huna is saying no, but someone would say if she never saw blood, she'd be tameh. Rashi explains it very nicely. Now that we read that again, let's go back to the Rashi. So Rav Huna mishkavod mishumashami la'iriyat taharoe toch yod aleph. She saw during these 11 days of nida of zava. V'tavla yom shlachav. She went the following day to the mikvah. Lebeit Shammai de machmiri umetamin mishkav Moshe mirabbanan. Beit Shammai who says that there's a tumah d'rabbanan over here. La'achar tvila, even though she's gone to the mikvah. Va'afilu lo rata, says Rav Huna. And if she never saw blood, she went to the mikvah. She's got a tumah d'rabbanan. Why? Because she could have seen blood. In my time, says Rashi, dekevan dechi chaza, chazia metame lemafreim midoraita. Because since the next, if she does see blood in after she gone to the mikvah, she would be. It would join up to yesterday, and she'd be a zava doraita. Shrei mistarif leziva joins up to yesterday ziva, which would have gone to the mikvah for kilo chazia. If she doesn't see nami gazrinan midrabbanan aturata. So when this says for it from Beit Shammai, we learn like this. Beit Shammai said if she saw blood today on the eighth day of her ziva period, and she went to the mikvah on the ninth at 10 o'clock in the morning, right? Beit Shammai is saying contra Vuna that even if she doesn't see blood, we have to wait until the night to make sure that the 2 days are complete and she hasn't seen blood and it's a proper shimur of yom keneged yom, and then she's okay. If she doesn't see blood, anything that happens during that day is a tumah d'rabbanan. Why? Because if she did see blood, she'd be a tumea d'oraita. So therefore, we go there as the tumah d'rabbanan in case she saw blood and became a tumah d'oraita. Okay? That's what Rav Huna says. So Gemara says, "My time, Kevin Dilu Chazi Metam Hashtanami Metam." Because she saw blood, she became tumah d'oraita. Therefore, if she either doesn't see blood, she's not tumah. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav says, "My Kamashbulan." What's the chidush? Tell me, haven't we already learned this? Rav Yosef doesn't understand what Rav Huna's whole big chidush is. He says, "Tavla." We already learned it's in the Tatina. We learned it's a brighter Tavla Yom Shelachar Tavla Yom Shelachar. She went to the mikvah the day afterwards. V'shim shed beita. That's actually our brighter, our Mishnah, right? V'shim shed beita. Va'achar kach ra'ata, and then she saw blood. Tavla b'yom shel? Yeah, look, it's the very first line of our Amud in the Mishnah. Tavla b'yom shel acharav. V'shim she'et beita, then she had relations with her husband. Va'achar kach ra'ata, and then she saw blood. Beit Shammai omrim temein mishkav u'moshav u'pturim min ha'korban. Right, she's Tamea Durabana, it's part of a korban. So that's what Rav Yosef said. I understand. We've got a Mishnah. But Shaul Mim Metama Mishkavot Moshavot, Trimina Korban. So Rav Kahana says, no, you can't compare that to Rav Huna. Rav Huna is talking about a case where she never saw blood. We say as a Gzaira, she might see blood. So that's Rav Huna Kahana said, I'm Rav Kahana, Ra'ata Shani. Not the same. Our Mishnah is discussing a case where she saw blood. You used to want to tell me that Beit Shammai is machri when she doesn't see blood, right? So I'm Rav Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says like this, V'chirata mai havei. When she did see blood in our Mishnah, what was it? Riyad Nidahi. Even if you want to say that she saw blood. What blood was it? It was Nida blood, because it's now on the 11th day she saw blood, and the 12th day she saw blood. The 12th day is Nida blood. It doesn't even join up. There's no connection, right? Look at Rashi over here. Amar Rav Kahana. There's no Rashi on Rav Kahana. Yeah, Riyat Nida is the very last, the first wide lines of Rashi. Riyat Nida, he says, Va'ena mitztarefet, ela mi'achsha betama. She's no, it doesn't go backwards, it only goes forward. Umitama me'et late. And most you can say this is the Tamei me'et late, who da ike ale. V'tumat me'et late, ena mitama et boila. And that one mitama her boil. Only her. El mishum de gazrina and yom shlacha yud alef atu toch yud alef doraita hachinami toch yud alef kilorata b'shen yachad flata gazrina atroata. She says that even though if she did see blood on the 12th day, and she saw blood on the 12th day, that blood would be nida blood. And says Rashi over here that it wouldn't join the eleventh day, and it would be a whole nida story. But nonetheless, we're saying according to Beit Shammai there was a gzeira over here, right? Toch yud alef. You know, that she doesn't make this mistake on the 7th or 8th or 9th day, right? So that's what Rav Kahana says. And Rav Yosef, that's right. So basically, Rav Kahana says, right, Ashadi is different. And Rav Yosef seems to say, no, and even Rav Kahana, what is right here, in that there is a gzera nonetheless. I'm only Abaya Rav Yosef. So now Abaya says, Rav Yosef, Rav Kahana hachi kakashile. Right, because what was the question? Amar Rav Kahana Rat Hashem. Rav Kahana said you can't make this comparison between our Mishnah and Rav Huna. Rav Huna can't make this comparison, right? Rav Yosef was the one who said it's already a chiddush. Sorry, Rav Yosef said there's no chiddush over here because you've already learned this. The Rav Kahana said to Rav Yosef, no, you can't say that there's no chiddush here. There are two different cases. The one where there wasn't blood, there was. The one where there was blood. Correct. So they're two different things, right? Then, so now Abaya says no. He says to Rav Kahana that Rav Yosef, who wanted to say, right, it's not a chilush, this is really what he wanted to say. Okay? He says, you don't understand what he wants. Let's see what he wants to say. And Abaya says, this is Rav Kahana's kasha. Bishloma heiched derata, where she saw blood, we understand. It's all pashut. Kashrinan re'ia denida atu re'ia dezava. Because then we can say, you know what, she saw blood, we're going to go there anyhow. When she sees blood, even though it's nidah blood, for in a normal case of the 8th or 9th or 10th or 7th day, it would have been tzava blood, we're going to go there anyhow. Elaheche de lo ra'ata. But if she never saw blood, my nigzarba, what gzera are we going to make? In other words, why do you want to say, Rav Huna, that this woman is nonetheless, according to Beit Shammai, a nidah derabanan on the 12th day? There's no blood. Va'od, and furthermore, Tanan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? This Mishnah, I think it's a Mishnah in Zvachim. Zavim. Mishnah Zavim. Okay. I thought I saw in the previous next Amud, Mishnah Zavim. Haro'a re'iya haro'e. So it's actually a man. Haro'a re'iya achat shel zav zov. So a man saw zov. Right? So with regard to the tumah of that, a guy sees one day of Zov. So what is he? Beit Shammai says in the Mishnah that this guy is like a shomeret yom keneged. He's like a woman would be if she saw one day of blood. She'd have to wait the next day of blood in there, and she's a tameya, right? So he would be a tamei, and therefore anything that he touched or anything, etc. would be tamei. Look at Rashi. Ishmael, he says, right, about the husband. He's like, he is the same as she is on the next day. Because if he went to the mikveh during the day, on the second day, we wait. And we say, did he see another sighting again during the day? If yes, tameh. If not, beautiful. Right, v'naga b'maser, and if he touched maser again, maga'otalui, it's all talui. Shema yirei re'iya shenia b'tzafir reziva. And he don't say no, like a bal keri, v'tahor l'maser l'achat tefila miyad. Right, and if he went to the mikveh, everything's fine. Says Behilal, because like a balkeri and a balkeri, k'tani miyad lebet shabbat shomed yom zav beria rishon shavi. Behilal nonetheless says that he's just like a balkeri, and a balkeri is a metame once he goes to the mikveh. And Beit Shammai, the Rashi says, however, we see from Beit Shammai that this Shomet Yom with a Zav b'ri rishona shavin, right? So shomeret yom v'zav b'ri rishona, both a woman and a husband and a man, they shavin as far as their first lady is concerned. It's all omed v'tanya. Okay. V'tanya, and the Braita carries on. So we said over there, we said that tanan, right? That was the Mishnah in Zavin. Then we got a Braita. Is it a separate Braita or is it the same Braita carries on? Okay, it's a Braita on that Mishnah. Right. V'tanya on that Mishnah. Okay, that makes sense. V'tanya on that Mishnah. Right. There's a Braita on that Mishnah. It says like this, Hamesit et Ara'iya. So we know that there's a Tumat Heset, right? Tumat Heset means you never actually touched it, but you moved it. Let's say this keri was in a bottle and you moved the bottle. So you actually touched the keri. There's no Tumat Maga here, but there's Tumat Heset, right? So Tanya Hamesit et Ara'iya, Rashi says there, Bezav Ber'iya Rishona, this very first time that we saw. Beit Shammai Omrim, look at Rashi, sorry, Hamesit et Ara'iya, Tahor Shehesit et Atipa Rishona. Okay, the guy's a Tahor, and he moves it. Beit Shammai Tolin Behilom Betarim. Beit Shammai says again, Tolin. We wait and we see. Im Yachshor Azav Yira Yom Shnayim, Nim says, Gamul Mafreya, Vezov Metamei Bemasa. So he says that if we wait and we see, you carried Zov today of Chaim Shmerel, right? And now you wait and you see if Chaim saw Zav, he was Zov again in the afternoon. So we know he's got two spots already. So then that Zov is Metamei. If he never saw during the whole day, then you're very lucky. It was like a Balkeri, and therefore we wouldn't have to worry at all. Right? And Mehidel says, irrespective of Matarin. But Rashi says, right? So Zav is Matabe Masa. Keri, regular sperm, is not Matabe Masa. Now the brother carries on. Mishkavot to Moshavot. Now anything that this guy in the meantime, right, sat on or lay on, Shebein Re'ir Rishonah Re'ishniya, after he had the first Re'ir, but between, before the second Re'ir, Beit Shammai, Tobi Hillel, Betarin, same thing, Beit Shammai says he's Tolin, we wait and we see, did he have a second one or not, but Hillel says he's Matari. Now comes the question. Uketani Reisha, right? Uketani Reisha, the Reisha over here is not our Reisha, I don't think. Haro'e Re'ir Achat Shelzov, Beit Shammai Omrim, Kashumet Yom, Keneged Yom. Right, that's the Mishnah that we have in the Amos. Right, the ratio here of the Mishnah, not the Braita. Now, the ratio of the Mishnah which we brought. We brought a ratio and we brought a Braita on the ratio. And now, a Braita on the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara is quoting the ratio of the Mishnah. Uketani ratio. Haro'e re'ia achat shel zov. Beit Shammai Omrim kashomeret yom keneged yom. Why? What's the idea of Keshomeret Yom Keneged Yom? Alma Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom LeBeit Shammai Tolin. What do we see from there? That's from Beit Shammai, because he says that a Zav is like a woman, and the woman is a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, and therefore what does Beit Shammai tell us? That when she has her first sighting, so the second day, we really have a Gzera D'Rabbanan. Which isn't really a Chiddush, because we saw that already, right? Our problem over here, really, I think, the most question here is on Rav Huna. Rav Huna seems to make out, like Abi Shelo Ra'ata, Abi Shetav, Abi Shorata, right? That Mishka v'Moshe v'Asher b'Shein, Beit Shammai Matami. So now we're saying over here, Haroi Re'i Achat Shel Zav, Beit Shammai Mishomet Yom Keneged Yom, Alma Shomet Yom Keneged Yom, LeBeit Shammai Tolin. Which really fits what we've already seen before. So what's that? Lo Tam Shomet Yom Keneged Yom. Don't say like a Yom Keneged Yom. Ela Ema Kabo El Shomet Yom Keneged Yom. This guy, he's not a Shomet Yom Keneged Yom himself. But he's got the same status of a person who had a be'ila with a yom keneged yom. Look at Rashi. Mishkol moshavot amirana. Ela ema kabol shomeret yom. The modir of Huna be'ila b'sheini la'achar tfilata. Shehi tola kol zman shelo ra'ata. Ve'ein tumata alav afinu midrabanan. Right? That she is sort of in limbo here waiting. But as far as he's concerned, there's no tumor on him. So he wants to say, no, don't say that he's like a Shomet Yom Keneged Yom, which wants to be supporting what Rav Huna said. Right? Because what did Rav Huna say? Look here. Rav Huna said that Mishkava Moshava Sheh B'Shein on the second day, Beit Shammai Metamei Api Sheh Tavla. Api Sheh Lo Ra'ata, right? And then the brightest which we just saw over here, and the Mishnah which we saw over here in Zavin, said, Ke Shomeret Yom. Now, Shomeret Yom, Keneged Yom, means that with her there is Tumah. We want to say that he's also Tameh. Right? So one says, no, you don't say like he is like her. She, according to Hillel, is Tameh. He's not Tameh. He's like a boil Yom Keneged Yom. He's a boy, okay, he's not Tameh. That's what Rashi says of you, right? She tola kozman shlorata ve'ein tumata alav filmi rabbanan. Right? So now the Gemara sidetracks for a second. Right? To be honest with you, this kashya on Avunah is not 100% so clear to me. But the Gemara now sidetracks. Like, lo tameh shomeret yom k'negedyom, el'ema k'boel shomeret yom k'negedyom. The Gemara said, mashna ihu delo metameh mishka v'mosha v'mashna ihi te metameh le. Why are we making things between him and her? If she's a Tameya and he had relations with her, she also become a Tameya. Also become a Tameh. Why are we giving, we being more lenient with him and we being more machmir with her? As Rashi says, yeah, mashna ihu, boil. Right? Why are we letting him off the hook here so quickly? So Gemara says, now, ihu delo shechichi beidamim. Right? He says, him, ihu, right? Look at Rashi there, delo shechichi beidamim, lo gaz rablan, le tameh mishka moshe, kozman shelo ra'ata la'achar tashmish. With regards to him, now when it says Ihu delo shechichi beidamim, he never has damim. So I'm not sure what it means there when it says that blood with him is not so shechiach, not so frequent. Thank you. Right? What is really happening here? When we say blood by him is not so frequent, what do you mean that most times when a person has relations with a woman, there isn't blood? I'm not 100% sure what the answer of the Gemara is. That lo shechich by damim lo gzeirah, and the tamei mishka moshe kozman shelo ra'ata lach. Because as long as she didn't see blood, lakayim v'tameim. And most times, the person has a relationship with a woman, she doesn't see blood. So therefore, we aren't going to machmir on him in case she would see blood. Right? So then the Gemara is, ihi de lo shechich by damim lo gzeirah rabbanan. Ihi de shechich by damim. But a woman, I suppose, she sees blood a lot within her. In other words, blood with a woman is more common than blood on a man after relations. I think that's the answer. Right? Gazu berabanan. So one says, umashna mishka b'moshav l'metami elei, umashna boel l'metami. Okay, fine. Let's understand. So we understand now why we machmir with her. But nonetheless, he had relations with her. And we're saying that she is metama mishka b'moshav. Why is he also metama mishka b'moshav? So one says, mishka b'moshav d'shachiach metami elei. Boel de lo shachiach lo metamia. So with a guy normally, because the Gemara says, "Ihi de shachiach by damim," guys, mashna mishka moshe de metamia lei. So how come we are saying that he nonetheless mashna mishka moshe of Kevin Damarta? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, since you said ihi de shachiach by damim, since she sees blood, guys, berabanan. Mashna boil the law gaj berabanan shemetameinu. Right? Umashna mishkav umoshav. Right. Umashna. Okay. I'm going to understand here what's going on. So the Gemara says like this. The question here is. Mishka v'moshav. The Gemara has two questions here. Basically, Iyush shechichi b'adamim gazu b'rabanan. Mashna mishka v'moshav de metami elei. Metami elei means that she's metamei the kalim. Umashna boel de lo metami elei, and she's not metamei him. The Gemara says that mishka v'moshav de shechichi b'adamim elei. So again, mishka v'moshav, since there's furniture or beds or whatever she's commonly sits on, so there we go there metamei boel de lo shechich lo metamei. Same answer here. Basically, but since with a boil, it's not really common to have a be'ila with a guy when you're at zava, even zava katana. Therefore, we aren't kosher. Go and ask a kasha now on Ravuna. Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah Tavla Yom Shlach Rav Shimsha. If she went to the mikveh the day afterwards and then she had relations nonetheless, what did we say? Harezu tarbut ra. We said that it is a bad practice, right? Bad.
Conduct,
okay. And what do we say? Maga'anu bilatan kluin, right? And we said there also that anything that she had touched, right, is talui and omed. We wait and see if she saw blood that afternoon or not. Ubilatan as well, and she had beer as well. We wait in the afternoon. So according to this, my love, divrei hakoli. So this seems to be on Rav Huna that he would agree that divrei hakol. Look at Rashi, afilu beit shama. Tani b'sheini yishevatochi alef maga kluin v'kasher Rav Huna. So we see, and really, according to Kodbet, what have we said? Look at the question there. Ravuna said, Amar Ravuna, Mishkava u'moshava shebeshayini, Beit Shammah metame afi shetavla, afi shelorata, kamini luchazi metame ha'ashtanami metame. But he says that on the second day when she went to the mikvah, right, even though she never saw, we gozed Rabbana. And here our Mishnah says straight out that Tavla Yom Shlach Rabbi Shimsha are a Tarbut Ra, and we see it's a bad Tarbut, which seems to imply that even Beit Shammah is not saying that she's a Tameya, just it's a bad thing to do, and we gozed. Basically, we wait for her to see if anything happens later on. But we're not making her a Tameya de Rabbanan, like we said according to Rav Huna previously, but Rav Huna said that Beit Shammah tells us that even though she never saw blood, she's a Tameya in case she would come and see blood. And yeah, it seems the Gemara is assuming that according to this, right, this Mishnah here is both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, meaning that they shove in, that they agree, because we said that Divrei HaKol on that last part of the Mishnah. It wasn't clear at all from the Mishnah that there was a machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Right? So therefore, and Beit Hillel and Behuna spoke about Beit Shammai, and we see, yeah, that Beit Shammai is not saying on the second day she's a Temeah like Behuna wanted to say. So Gemara says, no, lo, Beit Hillel here, it's only Beit Hillel, it's not Beit Shammah as well. The Tanya, and there's a God, a Graya, an interesting Graya, that says there, look at the Graya there, that Aleph, he says there, Amalei, Rav, take out Rav Yehuda, Nimchak v'nire be'nai Beit Shammah. This was about Beit, Rav Yehuda lived long time after Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel, Beit Shammah, Rav Yehuda over here, Rav Yehuda, okay, is a later Amora, a later. Even if it's a Tana, he probably lived. You got any notes there on when he lived there, Michael? Who's Rabbi Huda that they're speaking about? Yeah, the grass taking out Rabbi Huda, making Beit Shammah. Imagine that they're probably different generations, and therefore it can't be Rabbi Huda talking to him to Beit Shammah. Let's see, we got a note over here. Doesn't say why Beit Shammah. Doesn't say why. I'm not sure if I've got any notes of yet either. Here we are. Okay, there's notes over here. Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eli, Shur Rabbi Yehuda Stam, Achai Zman Rav Achar Dor Beit Hillel Beit Shammah. Okay, it seems to make sense, right? V'lo yitachen shomar ken Beit Hillel, v'lachen higi agra, amur lehem Beit Shammah Beit Hillel, v'ayen tosefta, tedvav hagot achar dal. Okay, so basically the Vilna Gaon is telling us that we have this Rabbi Yehuda ben Eli, right, lived long after Beit Hillel Beit Shammah. So he corrects it to Amar Lahem Beit Shammah Lebe Hillel. V'chi lezo atem korin tarbut ra'ah. That's a tarbut ra'ah. In other words, you're saying that all that is a tarbut ra'ah, having aggressive with a woman like this, this is a Isra Doraita. What do you mean a tarbut ra'ah? V'alo lo nikaven ze ele liv olet anida. And even a unicorn to you, Hillel, you talk about on the 12th day, right? She's a nida. Right? So he says, nida salkata? What do you mean nida? Ela ema li volta zava. What you meant was that she wanted a zava because she'd gone to the mikvah, right? But just she could have been a zava. She'll wait until the night. And he says, in fact, what zava zaka? What do you mean a zava? Ela ema li vol shomeret yom keneged yom. Now, what really mean is, li vol shomeret yom keneged yom. But nonetheless, we see in the question over here that it wasn't a divrei hakol. And we end off over here, and tomorrow night, please God, on Motzei Shabbos, I record the shir from here till the end of the daf, end of the sugya, end of the masechet.